Long form conversation, the Good Day Weekend program on the air. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, normally a part of this conversation. His hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox. Check out supermarketguru.com and Phil's research on the new products every single week. Be the first to know what the products are and whether they're any good or not by signing up for this service at supermarketguru.com. Joining us now on the Good Day Weekend program is Judith McGeary, who is an attorney. She's a sustainable farmer. I'm interested in that. Judith, I don't know whether the folks that asked you to come on with me explained that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I'm always interested in some of these terms that apply to farmers. In your mind, what does it mean to be a sustainable farmer?
I'm using methods on our farm that are sustainable, both ecologically or primarily ecologically and economically, hopefully, in the long run. So we look for things that will renew the soil, that will ensure long-term stability of the plant life, that are healthy for the animals so that they continue breeding at a good rate, and that are healthy for those of us living on this farm.
I made a choice a long time ago not to use chemical fertilizers. I have this wonderful witch's brew of different manures that I cook up, and all it does is drive people. I'm in an area, and I'm not sure where you are, but I think you're in an area also where there are, it's maybe moderately rural, but there still is, in my case, it's a suburban area, where when you spread the manure, people get upset. They don't want the smell. They love the bucolic fields and the things that are grown, but don't talk to me about the smells. I've had people sue me. I've had boards of health chase me around. What are you doing to the air? What are you doing to the land? It's almost laughable, Judith, how people who are trying to do this the quote-unquote right way, using things that are natural, are chased around in favor of what doesn't smell. Fertilizers, chemical fertilizers, don't smell. They ruin the land, but they don't smell. So how do you deal with that issue on your farm?
We use a lot of compost teas, which actually smell just fine. So the fish hydrolysate, that's pushing it. It would be pushing it in a suburban area. For us, a lot of the problem ends up coming not from harassment about how we manage our land. We get a lot of raised eyebrows. You know, this is a rural area that we're in, and it's mostly overwhelmingly conventional farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand what we do. The problem is that overwhelmingly around here, if you try not being a conventional, you know, chemical farmer, it's really difficult. There's no support system.
Mm-hmm. It's big ag.
It's big ag,
and big ag doesn't want little ag. Some of my friends think that we're being unfair to Monsanto and Dow. I don't know that I think that we're being unfair to them at all, but I'm more interested in hearing you tell us the story of what actually is going on and how you're working on this problem.
I think it's going to be kind of hard to be unfair to Monsanto or DuPont. Yeah, I mean, what you described is the core of the problem for sustainable agriculture, and not just for farmers, but for consumers, because there is this consumer interest in healthy food, in getting away from food that's got toxins in it, in getting away from food that's got unknown dangers, like the genetically engineered foods. But that's only going to be possible for them if the laws and regulations are written in a way that enable sustainable farmers to function.
And they aren't, because these people are influencing it to the other extent.
And what we've got on our side is people power. I mean, the money is a huge problem. It's huge, and there's no getting around that fact. But ultimately, the politicians care about the money because it gets them reelected. So ultimately, what matters is the voters. And so if people become active and become seriously active, and enough of them do, we can counter the effects of money. And that's the whole idea behind community organizing, behind nonprofit advocacy groups, is let's use people power to try to counter the effects of the money. So with these genetically engineered crops, USDA has basically taken the line that their customers, as a federal agency, are these biotech companies, and that their job is to, speed things up and make the customers, these biotech companies, happy. And how do you do that? You let them plant lots and lots and lots of new types of GMOs. And there's the biotech companies are facing a problem. They've been relying very heavily on glyphosate-resistant or Roundup-ready, you know, crops.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, Mother Nature has outsmarted them.
Right, there's resistance to it now.
And come up with lots and lots of weeds that are now Roundup resistant.
Right.
So the answer for these companies isn't to rethink the whole concept and to say, well, maybe you don't do herbicide-resistant genetically engineered crops. No. It's let's create new traits and stack traits so that we can throw lots and lots and lots of even worse cocktails of herbicides at these things. And so there are several crops up that are supposed that are designed to be resistant to 2,4-D, which is one of the major components of Agent Orange. There are crops that are what's called stacked, so they're resistant to both 2,4-D and other pesticides or herbicides, so that you can combine them. And then there's this new, the very first genetically engineered apple that's up in the pipeline. And this one, it's a bit mind-boggling, even, I hope, for conventional producers when they look at it, because it's genetically engineered simply to not brown. Because, you know, the real problem in our food system is that apples turn brown if you cut them and leave them out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has been, you know, haven't you heard reams of problems about this?
So I try to eat the apple when I'm eating it, yeah.
They've tinkered with the DNA. They have changed the DNA so that the apple doesn't brown. And like all of the genetically engineered crops, there's been no long-term health studies, no long-term studies on what will this do. You've created foreign proteins. You've modified the basic DNA of the plant. And frankly, you don't know how you've modified it. You know you've gotten a certain trait in, but you don't know what else you've done in that process. But, you know, let's sell this off to consumers just so that it looks prettier.
Mm-hmm. So,
and all of... Mm-hmm?
No, I think that the idea here is to get people I'm a member of this group, the Farmers Farm to Consumer group that tries to get the information out. I've posted all this stuff on my websites, various websites. It really is the other side. And even though there isn't a lot of money there, there's a lot of common sense, and people are beginning to wake up. As they look at the obesity epidemic and they look at the things that we're being fed, the thing that Phil would argue with me about if he were here to have this conversation with you and me, my contention that if you look at the board of directors of many of the big pharma companies, and you look at the board of directors of some of the food, Monsanto, I mean, look at the ADMs of the world, board of directors, there's an interesting correlation between who is on the boards of the food companies and the drug companies. And that, to me, says it all. The rest of it's all bunkum. It tells you that as much as this sounds extraordinarily outrageous, and, you know, somebody would say, prove it. I have a brain. I can put two and two together. When I see all of these foods that are processed, that being introduced by Kraft and whoever else is out there controlling much of what is in your supermarket, and then I see how sick you get from eating a lot of that garbage, and then how much money is being made on the industrial side of medicine from treating these things, I got to be kind of a little slow not to put two and two together.
And I won't argue with you on it.
I knew you wouldn't. Phil would, but I knew you wouldn't.
But let me also suggest, for the folks who might be out there sort of going, oh, come on, you know, aren't you pushing it? Let's also look at another alternative concept, which is simply, it's the same mindset. Let's step away from you know, the name of who is involved or whatever, and go, if you look at the biggest of these big businesses, you know, big pharma, big ag, and frankly, a lot of other big business, they are inherently short-term perspectives. How do we make money this year?
Well, that's a corporate, up? Yeah, these are 6 days a month. What do we do to get the stock price up? And that's not, you know, this is not, there's a certain problem with unbridled capitalism. I'm a capitalist. I'm voting for Mitt Romney and, you know, whatever other things may go into the discussion or decision, but I'm not brain dead to what goes on in my body. I want to have my body healthy, and it isn't going to stay healthy eating much of the garbage that is produced by these big companies. And it may look great. Advertising is how I make my money. So I'd be foolish to say, okay, you know, the advertising is false or misleading. Well, you know what? Sometimes it is.
There is some.
Yeah.
So, there's plenty of false and misleading advertising out there.
But you know what? They have a right to tell their story and pay for it, the same as you and I have a right to tell our story that we feel passionate about. And that's really what it's about. They have a right to bring you their message. You have a right to use your brain to figure out what works.
And, you know, capitalism, I don't want to get too far afield, but, you know, capitalism doesn't necessarily mean corporatism either.
No, it is
capitalism
a free
is
enterprise.
Free market system.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the way, we gave corporations the same rights as human beings, and they aren't human beings.
Well, there's the free enterprise system, and that's what we're supporting in terms of agriculture anyway. The small local people, medium-sized folks that do a good job at producing things, there's never a problem. You never see the USDA investigating any of the small or medium-sized farms because they aren't the problem. The problem are the big, gigantic producers that don't have any real regulatory. You know, these guys want to regulate everybody who doesn't need to be regulated.
And the regulations are written by the big guys.
Well, that's what I said.
That makes it easy for them to comply.
They go back.
They have regulations, but it's easy for them.
Yeah, I mean, they go back and forth. As I said, the drain of talent from some of these companies, they say, well, we have a lot of our folks going to work for the government to be involved in public service. That's just so, it's offensive to have somebody tell you that, because that's not why they're there. They're there to influence policy, get what's good for their companies taken care of, and then go back to work for the company. That's how all of these things the USDA is finding now, all these various proposals. And by the way, the Farm Bill stopped dead in its tracks because at least people woke up to the so-called Monsanto amendments. And when there are enough questions about them, people say, wait a minute, we better look at this again, or we better just stop it. But now, because that stuff's been stopped, they're just throwing everything they can into the system to try to get few things to stick. Right, Judith?
Yeah, and it's you know, it is interesting how in the Farm Bill, you know, they've had a lot of success, unfortunately, getting through genetically engineered crops.
Yeah.
But our side has also had successes. We've stalled crops as a movement. We've you know, stopped some from coming out commercially. I mean, there's been genetically engineered wheat ready to be commercialized for over a decade. And it doesn't because of the public pressure, because of the public reaction to the concept of genetically engineered wheat.
All right, where can people find out more about what it is that you're discussing here? Where is there a website? What information can you offer to get people to really understand from your perspective what actually is going on?
So the Farm to Consumer and Legal Defense Fund is a great resource. It's www.farmtoconsumer.org.
Yep.
We've got an action alert, and there's a deadline of this Tuesday. So there is a chance for the public to have a say about these crops that are coming down. We've picked out the two that we think are the worst ones to focus on and to try to fight. So people can go to the action alert section and read up on that. If folks want more information about genetically engineered crops in general, another organization I'm working with, farmandranchfreedom.org, has a great section on genetically engineered crops, with frequently asked questions, understanding more, here, you know, keeping up on what's happening on the science.
And there's a, by the way, you can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show and see the thread of conversation about these genetically modified foods. The website is available there to connect to as well. Judith McGeary, thank you for telling the story.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of about 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Program with a focus now on your dental health and well-being. Dr. Martin Ginniger has been a dental university professor, a leading oral health researcher at some of the world's largest companies. He knows that your beautiful smile speaks a thousand words and creates that wonderful lasting impression that we all like. And this knowledge has inspired him to create a product that we've been talking about on the air for the past month or so. And that product is Power Swabs. Dr. Ginniger, good to have you on. Good day. I guess the wonder here all people have, they have a lot of promotional things. You see television ads all the time for whitening toothpastes, that sort of thing. How do they work, or do they?
Well, first of all, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. Talking about whitening toothpaste, I think your audience would be very surprised to find out, actually, that there really isn't any whitening ingredient in whitening toothpaste. Really, yesterday's tartar control toothpaste is today's whitening toothpaste.
Really?
All that's really done with whitening toothpaste typically is we switch out the abrasive system from kind of a medium grit sandpaper, and we use a finer grit of sand within the toothpaste, and that's what makes it a whitening toothpaste with the hopes of polishing your teeth to find a good sand.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the problem as presented here. You get older, you look a little older, yellow teeth. I've said on the air that it appears that coffee, tea, smoking, what you eat, does that impact? Really, was I right when I said that sort of is what causes it?
A lot of it is caused by what you eat, coffee, smoking, all that does impact. But also the fact that you're using this very abrasive toothpaste does impact as well, wears away the enamel. And underneath, people would be surprised to know that right underneath their translucent white enamel is yellow dentin. So as time goes by using these abrasive toothpaste, the enamel is worn away, and you see more of the underlying yellow dentin. So it's a combination.
I tried these trays. I got one of those things, the kits that you stick. It's kind of like when you make an impression of your teeth at the dentist. You stick it up there and you leave it there for an hour. Horrible taste, and I'm not sure it did anything. What's in that stuff?
Well, what's in that stuff is a very thick gel with bleach. And the problem with all the products that are on the market today is that they're in this thick gel, and this thick gel draws water out of the teeth, and that's what causes the sensitivity reaction, and they only contain bleach. Mm-hmm. So, and bleach, your audience would be surprised to find out, bleach has no ability actually to remove any stain. Bleach can only lighten stain on its own.
And it can't be good for you. I mean, putting bleach in your mouth, how's that good for you?
Well, hopefully you're not swallowing too much of it because it isn't exactly the healthiest.
All right, we're having a conversation with Dr. Martin Ginniger, who put together these power swabs. So what's in the compound, or maybe more importantly, how do you get it to work? It's 2 minutes on your teeth, 5 minutes you got white teeth. How's that happen?
Well, in 5 minutes you do begin to see a noticeable difference. You will see approximately a 2-shade difference within 5 minutes, and you continue to use the product for 7 days, you'll see a terrific result. The reason why Power Swabs work so wonderfully, and believe me, it took a lot of time for me to figure this out, is number one, it is a swab. So the very fact that you're actually rubbing something onto your teeth instead of just letting it lay there in a tray or a strip, that makes a huge difference. Think about if you put like soap on your hand and you just let it lay there as opposed to rubbing it together, your hands together, that's why it works. Or a washing machine that has an agitator, you just don't let it just sit there. You need some action to make things work. And the big difference in Power Swabs is that it contains these vegetable-based detergents, and these detergents work with the slight amount of bleach that we put in there to help lift the stains off. That's how the whole rest of the world whitens things. Think of your laundry again. You put your laundry into the washing machine. You just don't use bleach alone. If you did use bleach alone, it wouldn't be very effective. It would take a very long time. But the fact that you're using detergents plus bleach, you know, adding those detergents in, only detergents have the ability to actually lift off stains. Again, bleach alone has no ability to remove stains. It just slightly lightens stains over time. You really need that combination.
It's a very interesting combination. A vegetable-based detergent to remove the stains off your teeth. So if you're interested in trying this product out, you got the option of using Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses this patented vegetable detergent to remove the stains off your teeth so they stay white longer. Perfect for your teeth. Best part about Power Swabs, it works in 5 minutes. Call now for your risk-free supply, 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Power Swabs, risk-free, 800-865-7602. Use it on anything. Caps, crowns, veneers, 800-865-7602. Thank you, Dr. Martin Ginniger, the inventor of Power Swabs.
Jim is building a bridge to nowhere. Jim's wife worries he's in over his head. But Jim is positive he can build the best bridge to nowhere ever built. Clearly, sanity is not on Jim's side. But time is. Because Jim's working with Craftsman hand tools. They have a lifetime warranty, so they can last forever. Which means Jim can build something that takes forever. Perhaps a bridge to nowhere seemed ambitious, but Jim is confident he can get there. He's already got 150 feet done, which leaves only infinity to go. And that feels pretty good. Jim knows his bridge to nowhere is going nowhere fast. According to our calculations, if Jim keeps at it, he'll be done sometime between 4 and ever. Fortunately, Craftsman hand tools let you work forever. Craftsman, trust in your hands.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you like cow's milk, You'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, Camel Milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
After the hour on the Good Day Weekend program, Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru, is here with us. We always spend an hour a week talking about the food news. Phil is eminent in his profession. He is a fellow that's known around the country and around the world as being the best in the field of overall supervision, is the right word. Would you say supervision overviewing is better than supervision?
Observing.
You know, he's an observer.
My job is simple. I go into supermarkets. I tap people on the shoulder. I say, "Why did you buy this? Why didn't you buy that?"
And they say to you, "Oh, it's Phil Leppard. I've seen you on TV. Oh, can I have your autograph?" And you never get an answer to the question, right?
No, typically they just run and hide.
Ah, perfect. All right. Well, here's somebody you can run and hide from. Chef Louis DeAngelis is also with us. He is a regular part of the Good Day program, as is Phil. But I don't think the two of you have ever met, and I thought this is a great opportunity because you're both, in a sense, involved in the same sort of things. Phil is the one who finds the good food, and Louis does something with it. And so I thought, by the way, I want you to know, full disclaimer here, Phil, Louis made me a pie that he sent to me about 3 weeks ago. It hasn't arrived on the scene yet.
It's still not there, Doug?
It's still not here.
I'm going to post office this morning. I'll put a tracer. So I can't believe that. I'll send another one.
Now listen, but Phil's going to love this, though. Phil will absolutely love this. I admonished Louis a couple of... Well, it was last week, I think. Because Louis is a great chef, Phil.
Right.
And so he's talking about making great... pies and stuff with the in-season fruits, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and I made my mouth water. So I said, "Louis, I want you to make me one of these pies and send it to me." So he did that. What he didn't do was put it in a, he didn't send it, he sent it by a Pony Express. I think that really is what the bottom line is. And so,
priority, you know, this is why we have so many problems. I sent a priority mail to the U.S. Post Office.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Somebody's eating pie. And
that's what I was saying. Like the guys at the airport that go through your bag. You put the bag under the plane before it gets under the plane. Some guy in the line is opening it up to see what goodies you got in there that he can take home to his wife.
And so, you're sitting in the plane, you look out the window, and you see the guy driving the truck that moved your plane, he's wearing your hat.
Yeah.
You know, you got a problem.
All right. So the reason I wanted to put the two of you fellows together is because, as I said a few minutes ago, you're both sort of in the same church, maybe different pews. And so with Phil's expertise in food and where to get it, and Louis' expertise at taking the food and doing great things with it, I thought we ought to talk about using that which is available seasonally. And I don't know, Phil, whether you think that we still can find good produce that is not local. I mean, for the most part, we underscore locavore. Louis from Florida, a lot of great food, a lot of produce is grown down there, but it's shipped out of there. Can we find good things like strawberries? We have these national brands now that compete with the local farmers. You always seem to find when strawberries are in season, for example, people are obviously wanting to have the local stuff. And you see the difference between the things that come from the local grower and the things that come from, let's say, Driscoll's. How does Driscoll achieve the produce that it does versus what the local growers are doing? You want to give us a primer in that?
Sure. Well, I happen to be a fan of Driscoll's. I've been to their facility. In fact, when we did our Food Sense PBS special, we actually visited there and did a lot of footage there. They do it really well. And I think what they've been able to do is raise the consumption, in particular of berries, blueberries and strawberries and raspberries, throughout the country by having a very efficient operation. Having said that, there's no question that if you can get, you know, blueberries or strawberries or raspberries that have been grown, you know, within a mile of where you're buying it, and they were picked that morning, they're going to have better flavor and better taste.
Will they be better for you?
No, absolutely not.
Not better for you.
There's no nutritional difference. I mean, the one thing to remember is that the longer any fruit or vegetable is in the ground or on the vine, the more nutrients and the more flavor it will have. So, you know, you could say that yes, a strawberry that's grown locally might have a little bit more nutrition, but I think it's going to be more about the flavor than anything else.
All right, so Louis, if you were taking what Phil has said to heart, how would you prepare? Why don't you take these items that we're talking about, and mostly we're talking about fruits at the moment, fresh fruit or stuff that's transported. How do you take advantage of that product that is a naked strawberry, for example, a naked blueberry, a naked raspberry, and turn it into something that's even yummier than what you're given as a naked fruit?
Well, you know, first of all, I take a little issue to that because, you know, I believe that we should eat in season with what's local. And there's nothing better than the local ground that it's grown in. You know, you take strawberries, for example, which is very dear to me. We've got the best strawberries in the world, I believe, and they come out from January. You know, February really is the big peak until about April, right here in Florida. Now, you take those, and what Phil said, and Phil, you're right, the longer they're in the ground, the more nutrients they get. But now, you can go to a grocery store any time of the year and buy strawberries. You know, they're force-grown. It's like these hothouse tomatoes out of Canada. You can buy them all year round. And not only is it the flavor not there, but the nutrients really aren't there. You see, we have a season as a body, and I've gone over this with so many doctors. For example, spring is a time for ulcers, okay? People say, why is that? Is it allergies? Is it this? No, it's because the change of season puts stress on your body. Well, the same thing with the earth. There's a change of season puts stress on the earth. And when they rotate crops, certain crops that are grown after another crop add nutrients to the ground that you just can't duplicate in hothouses or in mass-produced farms. And when you stay in sync with what's growing, I think you're just better off. I really do. And when you take strawberries or blueberries, you know, we have them both. We're so lucky here in Florida. I mean, we grow everything that you can possibly imagine here. It's, you know, stock up on them when they're fresh.
They
don't really pick them that much sooner to ship them to New York or New Jersey or to California because you're talking one day's trip anymore. Everything's flown out.
Well, the one thing to remember, though, Chef, is that, you know, I'm in California, and Doug is here half the time. You're in Florida. We're very lucky, and we're very spoiled. You talk about Iowa, Idaho. You know, you talk about most of the country. There is nothing that's local. It's wheat, and it used to be corn up until the drought. You know, the problem is that they can't grow strawberries in most of the country.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, nowadays we are so international that nationally there isn't a state in the United States that's not 24 hours away. You know, I talked to the tomato growers here in Florida, which Florida tomatoes are just fantastic. And they get 2 to 3 crops from them, and they rotate what's growing in the plot where the tomatoes are, so they get good nutrients in the ground. And a lot of these are flown out, you know, or trucked out. And by truck, you're talking 2 days to get it to Iowa from here. I mean, they have the same luxury we have. They're just a day later or 2 days later in getting them.
But it's not local.
That tomato.
But it's not local.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with the ever-shrinking universe, you know, the world, to me, local, you know, I don't, you know, Florida is local now to everybody because of the transportation and being able to ship stuff out. I look at non-local as something like in the middle of summer when you buy, you know, you can find pumpkin that's grown in, you know, out of the country, or you buy bananas that are grown in Costa Rica all year round. And to me, that's when the problem is, because now you got a 2-week delay in picking to table. You know, but I think if it's statewide, you know, and I'm not pushing just because it's Florida, but I buy a lot of California vegetables too. And to me, that's just as fresh because it's just as local.
All right, well, so there's a subtle disagreement, and that's fine. People can disagree about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what we do with it, what you produce after you take, I mean, eating these things just by themselves is fun, but yet you have a lot of fun, Louis, in converting this stuff into other forms, most of them bad for you.
Well, let's look at some of the summer vegetables, some of the top vegetables that you get in the summer. Number one is blueberries. Okay, right now blueberries are at their peak, and you could just go on and on, make pies, make breads, make muffins. Everything could be frozen. The blueberries, you can quick parboil them and put them in bags and freeze them. Corn is hitting its peak now in Florida. And we talk about, you know, and it's a shame because you were talking about the media before, what they do to you. You know, yeah, there's a drought, and that corn price is going to go up. It's up $8.75 a bushel right now. But you got to remember, 90% of that corn in the Midwest, you know, like you said, read down the paragraphs, 90% of that corn is feedlot corn. You know, the rest of the corn I eat is Florida corn, Carolina corn.
The corn used to grow, a lot of, as you're suggesting, the corn crop is used to grow other things that we eat.
Yes.
The things that are this fructose corn syrup and corn, that's for humans, but the corn that's used to feed beef or
right.
chickens or whatever it is.
That
and all
price
that.
Would go up.
Yeah, oh yeah. I saw this week price up 6% in the last mm-hmm. month, and the average, I think, I don't know, for we actually haven't talked about this because it's been a couple of weeks since we were actually down and dirty with this. 4% a month is what some people say you can expect for the rest of the year in terms of increasing food because of the drought, which is, according to the Department of Agriculture, going to cut the yield by 15 to 20%. And that's why futures are at 8, what'd you say, 8.75 this week for corn?
Yeah, it's
so
horrible.
That affects
corn feed.
Yeah,
it's
but that affects
right in the shelves.
Bread, cereal, what else?
Well, if you take a look at the impact of corn, remember that about 40% of all corn now goes for ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Of the remaining 60%, about half of that actually is used for export. So we wind up with very little, and as you pointed out, what we've got is we've got most of that not being used to make, you know, Chef Louis' great grilled corn, or anything else, but really being used for feed. And as a result of that, we're going to see much higher beef prices and poultry prices throughout the end of the year. And it's not a surprise. Again, back in February, and we talked about this when the USDA's 20-year forecast came out, they said this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. Yeah. When we look at the global climate change that we've had, food prices are going to go up considerably.
Well, usage is up because we have more population. There's a number of different things that enter into all of this. The international markets, we are selling some of our stuff that the average person says, hey, why don't we keep it here? Goes on the Chicago Merc and it gets sold and shipped to China or wherever else it will go, and it doesn't stay here. So how does that affect what we are able to feed people? The price of it, as it becomes more expensive, more people are hungry, right?
And you look at market-driven prices and market-driven products, it's cheaper for a lot of farmers to just export their foods because they, you know, right at the rail siding, just export it rather than to go.
Well, they don't even know. Oftentimes, Louis, they don't even know what's going to happen. They sell it on the market, and it could go to some local grain bin, or it could go onto a ship and be sent down the Mississippi and out into the Gulf and down to South America. It just goes here, there, and everywhere. And that sort of brings us around to another thing you mentioned, and this is part of what we all ought to know. We have the dumbing down of America. It really is a problem for all of us in almost every aspect of our lives, what we eat, how we take care of our bodies, et cetera, how we live our lives. If I don't know if anybody else has even observed this. Or maybe if I was a better engineer and designer, I could figure out how to do this. When we talk about corn, we're talking about the items that are on the ear. When you talk about the corn harvest and bushels of corn, that is the kernel of the corn that comes off the cob. And normally that's not harvested until after the frost when the kernel is harder. So at this time of year when the corn is maturing, most of these guys wait until it is beyond the frost season, or at least until the corn is way beyond its peak, and they harvest it. But what happens is, if you ever stop along the highway and watch, or go to a farm that is a grain farm, and see what comes out of the chute and goes into the truck, it's just the kernels of corn. Meanwhile, you've got a stalk that's probably 10 feet tall, that is green, that could be used for ethanol production, or could be used for feed, that just spit out onto the ground, stays there, and isn't used for anything. And that's part of the problem, how the mechanization of this, we could have much, much better usage of the product itself if somebody would use all of the product instead of just part of the product. You know, am I making myself clear, or do I sound
cool? Absolutely. That's why people use home composters. And that's a perfect example of it. Because that goes back into the ground whole, and it really makes the earth much more nutritious.
It does, but you could take out of it the stuff, the green stuff, and the stock, and use it for ethanol production, which is part of what we're talking about here. Stand by. Chef Louis DeAngelis and Phil Lever, the supermarket guru on Good Day Weekend.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Progress used to mean bigger is better. Today it means smarter and smaller. Look no further than the laundry room for the latest in simple handheld power. No more measuring, spills, or heavy lifting of bulky bottles. Single-use pre-measured packs deliver the ultimate in convenience. Arm & Hammer Laundry Detergent Power Packs contain a groundbreaking microcrystal formula of over 99% active ingredients to deliver powerful stain removal and the deep-down clean you need. Added Arm & Hammer baking soda boosters help neutralize and eliminate tough odors for long-lasting freshness. Best of all, Arm & Hammer laundry detergent power packs cost up to 30% less than the leading single-use detergent brand. Arm & Hammer laundry detergent power packs join the extended portfolio family of Arm & Hammer liquid, powder, and gel formulas. Power packs are offered in two varieties and are currently available at retailers nationwide. Arm & Hammer laundry detergent power packs, the clean you need at a fraction of the cost. For more information, visit armandhammer.com.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that 1 in 88 children in the U.S. is affected by autism, Asperger's, or pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified, or PDD-NOS. While medications are available for behavioral issues like irritability or anxiety, there are no...
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Food news, the focus. The man in charge of the food news is none other than the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who has a new app, the Smarter Shopping app. How's that doing, by the way?
It's doing great, and in fact, we're just about ready to launch yet another feature for it, which is going to be the ultimate shopping list. We actually are partnering with a company called AnyList. These are some ex-Apple engineers who have put together the consummate shopping list. So stay tuned, and we're going to have that out there soon.
That sounds very cool. All right, our project this week is to put Phil together with Chef Louis DeAngelis, who's a participant in the Good Day program during the week. Sometimes you hear him here on the weekend. He has great expertise in actually preparing cooking. He goes around the Southeast and fixes restaurants that are in trouble. But on his own, left to his own devices, he would cook all day and all of the night. Isn't there a song? We did that, the Kinks. All day, cook all day and all of the night.
And the good part about that is you get to eat all day and eat all night.
Yeah. There you go.
So look what we have this summer, though.
Say again?
You know, look at all the great vegetables, though, that we do have right now. Phil, I mean, you go into grocery stores, there's eggplant, hot peppers, coming to peak, kohlrabi, shallots, zucchini. The list goes on and on what's really fresh right now, and you can incorporate that into everything you cook.
Isn't that the case is, if you look around, to sort of your point, both Phil and Louis, in terms of what we have in stores and how the stores are recognizing the locavore movement. You never used to see in any of the big supermarkets, here's local produce from X farm in X town. Now you see that in at least most of the supermarkets around where I am here, and I think I've seen it in California. I know I've seen it in New Mexico when I went to Albuquerque to visit the station there. I remember going into this store, which was basically a locavore store. It was like a supermarket, and every single thing in the store was labeled as to where it came from. I thought that was fascinating, and more people want that. Isn't that true?
Oh, yeah. Here in Florida, yeah, I know the local Sweet Bay. That I shopped at all the years I lived in Lake Placid. The managers are given, full rein to be able to buy from the local farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
Does that cost more money, Phil, when you buy from the local guys versus somebody who's shipping stuff around, as Phil was, Louis was talking about before?
It depends on where you are in the country. Certainly in California, in Florida, no. In the northeast part of the country, this time of year, no. But for, the Midwest, yes. But, and I know you hate Walmart, but I've got to say something.
I don't like them.
Walmart has done a great job of buying local and really reinforcing their infrastructure to support local farmers around the country.
Hmm. How you going to...
Yeah, they've done it because it's more cost-effective.
It doesn't have anything to do with their customers wanting it? It just is all about them?
Customers, and Phil, hear me out on this. I'm sure you're going to agree. We're consumer-driven, and in the middle of winter, people want watermelon. They have an urge for it, and the grocery stores are only having to comply by bringing it in from Chile. This consumer-driven idea like that, instead of people calming down and eating the seasonal local foods, I think that's really hurt the market.
Absolutely, and I would agree with that totally. What we had talked about before is we as consumers want what we want at the cheapest price possible and forget about, the taste, flavor, or nutrients of it.
Mm-hmm.
And until we can get past that, we're going to have problems.
I wonder if eating foods, there's a story, got around a minute left here, about anti-inflammatory properties that are in apples and blueberries and green tea and grapes and sweet potatoes and stuff. Do they have less of that if they have been shipped around and there isn't as much nutrition? I think they have them, but one just wonders about the properties.
The longer something is off the vine or out of the ground, it starts to denigrate.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
If you have an apple that's been in storage for a year, year and a half, before you eat it, guess what?
Yeah.
It's going to have less of everything, whether it's flavor. It's still going to be bright red, but less flavor and less nutrients.
By the way, yeah. It would be interesting to see the impact here in the Northeast, Pennsylvania, the Delmarva, into New York and New England, because we had in early spring, a lot of things came out and then went away. Apples. You can't find an apple around here. You cannot find a local apple. I haven't been able to find one yet. These guys are all scratching their heads wondering what are we going to do for apples and pears and stuff when it gets into season, which is coming up pretty quickly here. Anyway, lots of great stimulating conversation. Thank you, gentlemen. Chef Louis DeAngelis here with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Check out supermarketguru.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.